The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. What profit would there be for one to gain the whole world and forfeit his life? Or what can one give in exchange for his life? For the Son of Man will come with his angels in his Father's glory, and then he will repay each according to his conduct. Amen, I say to you, there are some standing here who will not taste death until they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Another way to say that is the meaning of human life. The discovery of ourselves is made not by self-seeking, but by making a gift of ourselves. It is the vocation of every single person, ultimately, to make a gift of oneself to God. And we have all of our human lives to seek to do that, and primarily, that's in human relationships, in marriage, in families, in the workplace, among colleagues, in the religious life, to make this gift of self. You remember when St. Paul, in his letter to the Corinthians, when he gives adjectives for love, he begins and he says, "Love is patient, love is kind, love is not self-seeking. Love is the gift of self." And in our own time, St. John Paul II, I believe, was the first to give that as the definition for love. He said, if we say that God is love, we have to look at him to discover what exactly does that mean. And he says, you look at the inner life of God and what do you find? A total gift of oneself to the other. God the Father gives himself totally to his Son, and the Son makes a complete gift of himself back to the Father. And so also with the Holy Spirit. Recently I've been reading the works of St. John of the Cross, and he writes so beautifully on love. And just yesterday I read this. It is the property of perfect love to be unwilling to take anything for self, nor does it attribute anything to self. But all is for the beloved. The more perfectly we love, we don't keep anything for ourselves. Everything we do is a gift for the beloved. Lord Jesus Christ, all that I have, all that I am is for you. And I never want to do anything contrary to your will, so I will seek to do all things out of love. And so when our Lord says that all will be repaid according to their conduct, and we're called to make this gift of self, everything we do has value to the degree that we do it out of love. I close with these words of St. Dominic, considered one of the greatest preachers of all time in the church. He gave a remarkable sermon on one occasion, and someone came up and said, "You know, Father Dominic, where did you find all that? What book did you read?" And he said, "I did not read any book to discover that truth, except the book of love. I discovered every mystery in love." And right before he died, he said to his companions, "My loved ones, I make one bequest to you, one final request. My sons, have charity among yourselves. for that's where he discovered every truth.